Blog Talk Radio.
This conference is being recorded.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to our 6 a.m. broadcast of Mega Prayer. We're so glad that you joined us on this morning. Amen. You've reached us for our Touch and Agree Week, and we're excited about you joining us for our Touch and Agree. Amen. It's a time for us to be able to stand in and actually speak with you and pray with you on this week. So we're excited about that. And at this time, we're going to ask that if you know anyone that need prayer, contact them, give them our number to call in, family members, friends, foes, frenemies. Have them to contact our ministry this morning for our time of prayer. That number is 641-715-3670, and that access code is 420-123-pound. Again, that number to dial in is 641-715-3670, and the access code is 420-123-pound. Amen. So as you go ahead and make those phone calls, send those text messages, post the information out, we're going to go ahead and begin a time of our announcements and then go back into a time of prayer. Amen. So once again, welcome to those that just joined us here live on the broadcast. Amen. We're asking that you go ahead and invite others to the broadcast on this morning so that we can get everybody here corporately to pray. Then we're going to go into our Touch and Agree. Amen. You've reached the Message of Christ Church located in Chicago, Illinois, where our senior pastor is none other than Prophet Sylvia Staples. Mega Prayer is hosted each week, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Also, you can join us every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for our Bible study and every Monday night at 7 p.m. for Miracle Monday. Amen. Also, you can follow us on our website, messageofchrist.net and SylviaStaplesMinistries.com. Amen. messageofchrist.net and SylviaStapleMinistries.com. Amen. On Message of Christ, you will find our itinerary where God is leading this ministry, as well as video and other products. You're able to post prayer requests on our prayer wall and praise reports on the prayer wall and make donations via PayPal on our website. Also on Sylvia Staples Ministry, you're able to stream live on SylviaStaplesMinistries.com and sow into the ministry on the website. On both websites, you're able to order your prayer shawls. So if you haven't ordered your prayer shawls yet, what are you waiting for? Amen. We need those when we go into prayer. We need to get our prayer shawls ordered. Amen. So we have our mailing address, which is P.O. Box 390762, Chicago. Amen. For the ministry is 773 773-609-2071. For 24-hour ministry number, you're able to, on that number, leave messages in regards to what is going on with the ministry. If you're interested in making any of the services that we're having, you're welcome to contact us on that telephone number. Amen. Once again, the number is 773-609-2071. And also, if you're leaving a prayer request on that number, we will not be returning your call. However, we will be sharing that information with all of the intercessors, and we will be covering you in prayer. And our email address is messageofchrist@yahoo.com. messageofchrist@yahoo.com. If you're enjoying what's going on with the ministry and you just want to send a word to us to encourage the ministry, to encourage Pastor Staples, you may do so by sending us on the email address, messageofchrist@yahoo.com, or calling our telephone number, 773-609-2071. Our upcoming event is Victoria's Women's Conference. Our theme is Woman, what did you hear? Woman, what did you hear? And in order to register, please text us at 773-609-2071. It's time to give birth to the promise. It's time to give birth to the promise. Amen. So if you know any women in the Chicago, the Wisconsin area, the Missouri area, Indiana, if you know people in this area, if you want to fly up to this conference, amen, that conference, Amen. I do apologize. I believe I'm giving the wrong information. Amen. All right. Well, I got it now. Amen. The theme is the battle is not yours. The battle is not yours. And that is on Sunday, October the 23rd, 2016, and the time is 3:30 p.m., and the location is Grace Christ Fellowship, and that address is 223 Oak Street in Miles, Illinois, and it's hosted by Pastor Lord Jordan, and that's in Cairo, Illinois. Amen. That's in Southern Illinois. So if you're interested in making it to this powerful conference for this fall, please contact us on our telephone number. Amen. And once again, I want to remind everyone about sowing into the number 9. Listen, today is the 29th of September. The 9th month and the 29th day. If you would like to sow into the 9th month, sowing a seed with something with a 9 in it, amen. We ask that you would do so. Today is your day. Today is your day. The 9th day and the 29th day and the 9th month. Today is your day to sow into the ministry. If you haven't done so yet, sow your seed with the number 9 on it. Amen. We're waiting and we're anxiously looking forward to walking into this new season. Amen. And we're sowing into the season before. before we walk into it, believing God for breakthroughs and miracles, 24-hour turnarounds, listen, don't delay. Sow that $9 seed today. It could be $9.99, $9,999.99. Amen. Get something with some nines in it and sow it into the ministry. Sow on behalf of your business. Sow on behalf of your ministry, your children. Sow on behalf of your family members. Amen. Don't be stingy when it comes to this. Because, listen, we got 3 months. 3 months left in 2016, and that will be October the 1st on Saturday. So we will have 3 months. We will have all of October, all of November, and December. And we're looking for a harvest before 2016 is over. So I'm asking you that you would go ahead and get that seed with the number 9 in it and sow it into the ministry. Amen. Today. Don't delay. Today. Make today the day, because today is the 29th. If you have to do it by PayPal, do so. If you have to go get a money order or write a check and send it in, make sure you get today's postmark on it. Amen. I'm believing God for miracles. Amen. I know that God has a miracle for me. I believe. Amen. And when you do this, I'm asking you to do follow these steps. If you're sowing into this thing, listen, don't say I don't have it. If you're in a tight budget, still find something. Borrow it. Hey, the woman that had the sons, amen, and she was looking for a harvest, and she was in trouble, and she didn't know how she was going to pay her debtors. And the man of God said, go collect all of the vases and all the instruments that you can to collect this oil. And so she started borrowing things in order to get, amen, what she needed. And when she got what she needed, she had more than enough. So listen, if you have to borrow $9, if you have to borrow $19, $29, do so, amen. Do so and look for God to bless you, amen, within 24 hours, amen. Don't just sow your seed. Lay down on that seed. Pray over that seed, amen. Prophetess Staples is already committed to praying over addresses, amen. So if you're sowing this seed, I'm asking you to text the ministry line. That's step number two. Text the ministry line at 773-609-2071. Raise your hand, say, Prophetess Staples, it's me. God has led me to sow into this ministry, to sow into this number 9 blessing, amen. And I'm expecting a harvest. Send the numerical portion of your address, amen, so that Pastor Staples can begin praying over your seed and praying over your home, amen. We want to make sure that if you're connected to this ministry, amen, that you're reaping the benefits of being connected to this ministry, amen. So we thank God for you, amen. And so we're looking forward to you calling the ministry today, 773-609-2071. Letting us know that I'm sending my seed. I'm sowing into the number 9, amen. And I'm looking for a harvest. You're sending in the numerical portion of your address, amen. Also, you can send that seed via our PayPal on messageofchrist.net or SylviaStaplesMinistries.com. Still call the ministry and let us know that you are planting your seed today. We don't want you to delay. We're looking for a harvest in these last 3 months of this year. Amen. The year has rolled around really quick. Amen, and we know that we're looking for great things from God, so we're looking for you to go ahead and sow into that number 9. Amen. So at this time, we don't have any other special announcement. We're going to go ahead and we're going to go into a time of prayer, and we'll come back with our touch and agree. Amen. Most gracious and merciful Father God, we thank you, Father, for the listeners that are continuing to call in and to be a part of the Message of Christ Church. Make a prayer, God, each and every week, God. We thank you, Father, for their faithfulness, God. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, God, because, God, they didn't have to, but, God, you led them to the ministry, Father. So we thank you, God, for each and every one that calls in, oh, God, every day, God. We thank you, God, for our new visitors, God, that join us, oh, God. We thank you, God, for those that join us from around the globe, God. Father God, we don't take it lightly, Father, but we thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for an opportunity to share with people around the world. We thank you for the telecommunications that connect us, oh God, from the four corners of the earth, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we plead the blood of Jesus over our listeners. Hallelujah, oh God, in the name of Jesus. From the United States, from Africa, China, hallelujah. Those from Zimbabwe, God, those from India, God, in the name of Jesus, Australia and Canada, God, we plead the blood of Jesus, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that the lines, hallelujah, will be filled, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, thank you, Father, to the max, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you, God, for those that are anxiously, oh God, looking to come together, oh God, for community prayer, corporate prayer, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, where we can touch and agree, Lord God, seeking you for the same thing, oh God, the same purpose, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, as we prepare to close out this ninth month of 2016, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, within the next 48 hours, oh God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that you are God and you are God alone, God. You have the power, hallelujah, even in these last 2 days, oh God, of this month, God, you have the power, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to overturn, overrule, God, any judgment, oh God, against the people, God. You have the power, hallelujah, to, hallelujah, answer the prayer of the righteous, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are holding out and seeking you, oh God, in faith, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you right now for what you're doing in their lives, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, oh God, because you are a prayer answering God. Father God, I'm thanking you, God, because your people, God, hallelujah, are beginning to hear your voice, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, they're coming before you, God, with repentant hearts, God, seeking you, oh God, turning from their wicked ways and praying, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to say we thank you right now for what you're doing, God. We thank you, God, for those, hallelujah, that are going out praying, oh God, prayer gatherings, God, that they're having, oh God, all around the United States of America, Father. We thank you, Father, for each and every venue that you allow your intercessors to go into, God. We thank you, God, for the walk of intercessors, oh God, that walk the community, hallelujah, God, that walk venues, God, that walk cities, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, we praise you, God, for those, hallelujah, intercessors, oh God, that go into government buildings and go into school buildings, God, wherever you lead them, God, to pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, we pray, God, for the covering of missionaries all around the world, God. We ask, God, that you will keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen. Lead them and guide them, God, to and from the destinations, oh God, that you have led them to, God. Allow them to arrive back home safely to their families, oh God, and find everything as well, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you will supply everything that they need to go out on the mission field and do what thus says the Lord, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, as they lead prayer gatherings, Father, We pray, oh God, for a double anointing, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, even God, for this victorious women's conference on the 23rd, Father God, we pray, oh God, your blessings over the venue. We pray your blessings over the woman of God. We pray your blessings over those that will gather, hallelujah, for this time, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Father God, as we embark the 9th, the 10th month, oh God, oh God, where people are out, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, with the Halloween season, Father. Father God, we ask, God, that you, Father, hallelujah, will begin to turn men's hearts towards you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Even though, God, they think that it's an innocent thing, Father, Father God, allow them to see, oh God, the spiritual side of this, oh God. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that they would not entertain dark spirits in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you have begun to reveal the faces of those clowns, God, that are horrifying, oh God, and terrorizing communities and schools and young people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So, Father God, right now, God, we thank you even more, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over North Carolina, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father, over Tulsa, Oklahoma, over Charlotte, North Carolina, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the city of Dallas, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every police station, police officer, law enforcement agent, and military officer, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, for the world, oh God, the United States, oh God, is in a place of uncertainty, Father. Father God, we pray for hope right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, we pray over this election. We pray over all of the candidates, God. Those that are in the forefront and those that are behind scenes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, even if you have somebody behind scenes that's not being recognized, God, that's not being heard of, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, if this is the person, God, that you would have the people to elect, God, Father God, I'm asking you, God, to raise them up, oh God, like a cedar tree in Lebanon, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them stand tall, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Bring them from the back to the forefront, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Allow the people, hallelujah, to see, hallelujah, your goodness in this person, God. Allow them to see the heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And let the people not be silent, oh God. But Father God, allow them to speak you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Concerning, hallelujah, this election, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we will not elect the worst of two evils, Father. But Father, your man is somewhere in the midst, God. Your man, hallelujah, that falls down on his knees, God, crying out to you, God, day in and day out, oh God, is somewhere, oh God, on the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, but we thank you, we praise you, God, that you are shining a light on him today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, it may be a name that we haven't heard, God, or it may be a party, God, that we haven't heard, God, but Father God, this is your man, God, that will return, hallelujah, America back, oh God, to you, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. So we thank you, we praise you right now, Father. Father, where there have been terroristic threats, oh God, bomb threats, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for intelligence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, that was seeking, oh God, even before, hallelujah, anything happens, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, allow them to see the face and the hands, oh God, even the colors that make these threats, God. Allow them to be revealed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, and then apprehended, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you right now for what you're doing. We plead the blood of Jesus over these young children, God. Oh, God, driving in cars, oh God, however that gets us through, Father, keep them safe from all hurt from our nature, God. Lord God, we thank you, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every educational institution in the name of Jesus, oh God, from the daycare, oh God, to seminary, to, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you, Father, to colleges and universities, Father. Oh, God, even to trade schools. We plead the blood of Jesus over all these entities, oh, God, for education, instilling these young people, oh, God. Oh, God, some are not young, but some are older, but instilling them the desire to learn. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, Father, for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Today is touch and agree. Today is touch and agree. So I'm going to ask today, if you have a request, amen, and you want us to pray over your request on today, I'm going to ask that you will come forward. I can't tell if the line is muted or unmuted, but I'm going to ask that you would come forward, amen. My topic is normally on prosperity. I take Third John chapter 2, amen, seriously, amen, that the Lord wants us to prosper and be in good health. So if you are going through an issue over in one of these areas and you want prayer in this area, I'm going to ask that you will go ahead and come forward and state your request, and we're going to pray over that request, amen. If you can't speak, go ahead and hit star 6, but I thought I heard extra noise in the background. I couldn't tell if you were muted or not. Amen. I hear someone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I need prayer in that situation when you call out.
Amen. Amen. This Sister Judy?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to pray for you, Sister Judy. And as I pray for Sister Judy, amen, someone missed her testimony earlier this month, I'm going to ask that all of the saints, as I pray, I'm going to ask that you go ahead and pray with me for Sister Judy, and we're going to believe God for a miracle. Amen.
Okay.
Most gracious.
I'm getting ready to go for my surgery, so I need prayer.
Okay.
For my
all right. Amen.
Surgery, so I need prayer.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Judy. I was just getting ready to tell them that we were getting ready to start praying for your surgery. I didn't know when it was. But, amen, we're going to believe God right now for the surgery, that everything will go as God says. So, amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we ask right now that you would touch Sister Judy from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, as she proceeds today to go into surgery, Father, Lord, we ask that you would send your angels ahead of her, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, allow, oh God, your angels, oh God, to be there as they prepare her to go into surgery, God. Father God, we ask for angels to be in the operating room, angels to be in the recovery room, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, touch the hands of the doctors and the nurses, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord God, touch their eyes, remove any scales, God, from their eyes, God, so that they can see, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, allow their ears to be so keen, oh God, that they can hear, oh God, you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Allow them to work and operate in sync, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we thank you, God, that you lead and guide their hands through this operation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you, God, that you sterilize every instrument, God, that will be used, God. Father God, touch each and every monitor, God, in Jesus' mighty name, God. Father God, touch the gurney that they will have her laying on in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch the hand of the anesthesiologist, oh God, and the medicines, oh God, that they will give to her in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you, God, that it's the right dose, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for fast healing, oh God, according to Isaiah 58:8, God, that she will be healed immediately, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Oh God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that you're enabling her body to come back together to be whole and complete, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Father, that this woman, mighty warrior of God, loves you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we put her in your hands and we lay her at your feet, Father. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, God, in the name of Jesus, for your healing virtue in Jesus' name. Oh, God, how we love you and we praise you right now for what you're doing, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every unit in that hospital, Father. Allow your healing virtue to go forward today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, just the mention of my name, God. Oh, God, when they see her face, oh, God. Oh, God, allow them, oh, God, to know that this is the anointed vessel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father, I thank you, God, that they will take gentle care of her, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, oh, where there may be a lack in finances, God, I thank you, God, that you are opening doors and avenues, oh, God, and you're allowing financial blessings to come in, oh, God, that everything is taken care of in the name of Jesus, God. So, Lord God, we ask right now that you will give her a mind of Christ, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for a speedy recovery. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Judy, for coming forward. We're going to continue praying for you throughout today. Amen. Got that, saints? We're going to be praying for Sister Judy throughout today. And Sister Judy, if you can get someone to text the ministry to let Pastor Staples know that you've made it out of surgery, okay, we would appreciate that, okay?
Thank you for praying for me, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Judy. Amen. Do we have another request? Amen. Star 6, if you have a request, amen, this is our Touch and Agree week. Star 6 and come in and state your request, and we're going to pray over you. Amen. We're talking about prosperity and health, walking in prosperity and health. So if you or someone you know have something going on, we want to stand in agreement with you. That's what our Touch and Agree is about. Amen. Amen. Well, we don't have anyone that has come forward as of this point, and so I'm going to go ahead and – hello? Amen. I thought somebody was coming forward. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Amen. We may have others that may have a procedure. It may be minor. It may be coming up. Whatever the case may be, amen. We're going to pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus for those that are having surgical procedures, minor or major, Father. Father God, I ask, God, that you would give them the Jehovah Shalom peace, God. Give them a mind of Christ, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch the hands, the eyes, the heart. Oh, God, the feet of the surgeons, oh, God, and the anesthesiologists, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that your answers, oh God, are yea and amen, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that all sickness is not unto death, oh God. So we believe your word, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, so we thank you and we pray right now for miracles, signs, and wonders, oh God, that you're doing throughout the land in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Do we have any other prayer requests?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good morning to you. And good morning to everybody on the prayer line. I would like a prayer for my grandchildren. I have two of them that need to be in their own apartment. And, you know, I'm just, I just want God to bless them where they'll find the right apartment in the right area, because they are staying with family members and really just going from house to house, and they need their own place because both of them go home. And they're sisters and brothers, and one is staying with one aunt and one is staying with me and her mom, and she's not doing the right thing when she get her funds. My grandson, he's not trying to find a job, and he has very good skills, but he's getting up, going down town, riding on his skateboard, which is, you know, it's just something wrong with that picture. So I want God to give him a mind to seek a job so he can get his own apartment.
Amen. Thank you so much. Would you like to share their name?
Jasmine is my granddaughter's name, and Larry. That's the young man.
Amen. Amen. We're going to pray for these young people. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask right now that you would touch Jasmine and Larry, God. Father God, touch this generation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Lord God, give them the desire, the will, oh God, to work, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, we break out, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, spirits of poverty, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we break off a impoverished mindset in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father, we paste these words on their hearts. We paste these words on their mind, God, through prayer, Father. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. I thank you, Father, that you would give them hope, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we speak good words over these children, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. They are more than conquerors in the mighty name of Jesus. Great is he that is in the world, and great is he that is in us that is it than he that is in the world, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, allow them to raise that standard, so God, we break the vagabond spirit out. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, teach them, oh God, how to be good stewards over their finances, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, bless their hands to work, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, allow them to be in the place that you're calling them to, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them not have a spirit of discouragement, God. But Lord God, allow them to be filled with joy. Allow them to fill with love, God. Allow them to be filled with faith and hope and believe all things are possible through Christ Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, allow them to raise up and grow up, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, taking the word of God with them, hiding it in their heart wherever they may go, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you would open doors of employment, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Allow them to have the benefits that they need, insurance, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Allow them to have the transportation that they need, God. Allow them, Father, to stay in a place, God, that's safe, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that's affordable, God, in Jesus' name, God. And then, Lord God, allow them, oh God, hallelujah, to be able to keep that place, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, give this grandmother rest and peace in her mind, knowing that these children are in your hands, God, in the name of Jesus. These are your children. This is a chosen generation, Father. So we thank you and we praise you, God. Oh God, that they will be calling on the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, they will be warriors and worshipers and praisers, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives, God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I will continue praying for Jasmine and Larry, amen, throughout today and all of the rest of the month. Amen. We're looking for a testimony from you on next month. Amen. All right. So do we have any other prayer requests on this morning?
Thank you so much.
Amen. You're welcome, ma'am. You have a blessed and awesome day. Do we have any more prayer requests? Amen. Once again, I don't know if you have the star six to come in because I heard, you know, noise while I was speaking earlier, so I'm not for sure if the line is muted. You may have to star six to come in and say your prayer request, amen, and make it known, amen.
Good morning, this is Sister LaLonda. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am great. I just need a prayer request for the company I work for. They work with seniors and disabled individuals, so I just want to pray for the company. And also the client.
You want to pray for the company and the client. Amen. And because you have that in your heart to pray for that company and those clients, amen, God's going to bless you because you're putting other people before even yourself. Amen.
Amen.
What's the name of the company? If you can share it. Genesis Center. I can't. What? Anixter?
Yes, Anixter.
Anixter. Okay. Father God, right now, God, we ask, God, that you would touch this Anixter Center, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask, God, that you would touch the CEO of this company, God, the chairmen, the board members, oh God, every executive, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask, God, that you would give them wisdom and discernment, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, how to, what to, where to, when to, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they will prosper, Father, with their business in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that they would have good success with their clients, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, God, for contracts and deals, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we ask that you will bless each and every client, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, that this Anixter Center, Father, will be blessings to others, God, in the name of Jesus, not just to their clients, Father, but to their employees, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for raising up prayer warriors in this business, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, that there will be a time of corporate prayer, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over the walls, over the floors, over the doors, hallelujah, over the desk, over the computers and the phone lines that are connected to this business, Father. Oh God, even over the website, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Father, that you would draw people, oh God, to this business, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, and bless this woman of God that has requested